We are on Daf, Samach Tes, Amid Beis, the bottom of the Amid, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rabinet at the end of the line, Ilav the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Snuim, the Rabbi Doisa Omro Dover Echot, Rabbi Yochanan would not have said that it's Snuim, the Rabbi Doisa said one thing, and then we have a problem why Rabbi Yochanan did not paskin like the Tznuim. Hava amine man tan the Tznuim Rabbi Doise. I would say that the Tznuim is Rabbi Doise. Ki heiche de leitikshe ista mishne la Rabbi Yochanan. In order to avoid, like this we had a kashe, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a star mishne. No, we had another kasha, so for there is another Stam Mishnah, Mishnah in Goynevach Haganev, Mishalm Tashlumei Kefil to the Nignav, Ma'ulma Haistame, Ma'haistame. We had problems. So Ravina said, if Rabbi Yochanan would have not have said that Tznuim ve'Rabbi Doisa Omru Dover Echotz, I would have said that the Tznuim is Rabbi Doisa. And therefore, it will accomplish ki heichad leitikshi istam mishne l'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ki istam yichido lo yoma. That would Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a istam mishne. That's dafke, if it's a istam mishne, we can be toilet at das rabim. So then Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a istam mishne. But like this, since we find Rabbi Doise is a das yochid that holds it can be mafkir adov v'shein ebishus. So I would say, this Mishneh of the Tznuyim is Rabdaise, so it's Kistam Yechidoi Loyama. Let us see Taisvis, Kistam Yechidoi Loyama. Teime, the Bekama Mekoyma Ismashme, Da'oma Afilu Kistam Yechidoi. Abiyoichen and Paskins, like Kistam Yechidoi also. And Taisus brings a few rayas. The Besayf Hamoitzi Yayin Porach Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan Haloche Kistam Mishne. It is a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said one is not permitted in Shabbos to be mekaneach with a piece of cheres because the cheres might be meisher sares, even though it's a dovo she'ine miskaven. It's not a psikrei shafopi kein, Rabbi Yochanan asod. So the Gemara asked, you Rabbi Yochanan, how could you ask usnan, we learned a mishne, nozir, choyfeif, umefasfeis, avoloi soirik. And a nozir who's also to take off hair from his head, he's permitted to be choyfeif, to smooth out the hair, umefasfeis, to unravel the hair. Abloy Soirek, he's not permitted to comb the hair. Now, combing the hair is a psikreshe. But Mefasveis, a chayfev, is not a psikreshe. It's possible that in the process of unraveling it, he might go and tear out the hair. But it's a dover shein miskat. So the Gemara asks Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, how could you ask a kinuach becheres als tachshash? He might be Meshir Sarais. It's a Dover Shani Miskaven. And there's a Stam Mishneh that says a Dover Shani Miskaven is Mutter. It's like Toysvis. Ha'af ha'gav de beperit imol minin b'kminin leike Rav Shimon. The Gemara says that this Mishneh goes according. It's a Das Yochid. It's a Machlokes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. A Dover Shani Miskaven is also Mutter. The Gemara says, and also this Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, so it's not a Stam Mishnah Kerabim. It's a Mishnah like Das Yochid, Bafal Pikein. The Gemara asked Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, how could you ask a Dover Shani Miskaven, there's a Stam Mishnah, even though it's a Stam Yechidoi. Kasha number one, Beperi Kachailetz. This Kasha number two, Gabi Achas Pesulois. The Porich Nami there, the Shaila is, if we ask her out, they didn't have Chone to make Eresen Toich Gimel Chadoshim. בפרק אחר סגבי אחס פסולה הסתפוך נמי ואומר רב יוחנן הלוכה כסתם משנה אף אגב דורסי כרמיה וצקלוד המשנה גוס הקורין תרמיה so it's a stam yichidoi וכן בכמה מקיימס we see that it's also a stam yichidoi falls into the category of a stam mishnah ויש לימה דורכי פירוש that what Rabina said I would have said that the tznuim is rabdoise, it's a stam yichadoi, ochi perusham, a mina mantan the tznuim rabdoise, and ki heichid leitikshe, stam mishne lab yechnen kloima leitikshe my ulma haistom and my haistom. That pshat in Rabina. But tiche, rab yechnen and paskin like a stam mishne, and this would be the only mishne that speaks about it, there's a rab yechnen and paskin like a stam yichidoi also. But here, Be'emesin, Rabbi Yechanan has another Mishnah. He has the Mishnah of, the Mishnah Reishim, Rubin, Egeinu, Bach, Haganav, Mishalim, Peshlum, Ekeifo. So the whole kasha was, but my ume, my high stomach, v'kim, and ikala meima, d'ichidoi, leichshive, kehista, Mishnah, no'osikera. That's what Rabbina said. That, if Rabbi Yechanan would not have said, that tznim rabdeise amr davarachon, then I could have said that the tznim hainu rabdeise, then it's a stam yechidoi, then I could say, so therefore, our Mishnah is a stomach kerabim, and that's why it's ulma, our Mishnah of a negainav achaganu misham tashlumi keifel, that's more olim than the Mishnah of the tznim, because our Mishnah is a stomach the Osik Rabim, and the Mishnah of Tznuim is Adas Yechidoi. Ve'im Toima, v'hai stome nami deina goynev acha aganev Yechidoi, it's also Astam Yechidoi. Da'hainu Rabbi Yehuda ba'plukte de Rabbi Doise. Trek Toisves, really, we have, by Leket, we have a Machloikes, could he be mafkel the leket afterwards bol yadanim? Rabdoisa holds that you could be mafkel. He says kol anilkat, and Rab Yehuda holds you can't be mafkel. Therefore, he says the kol she is lakeit. He's mafkel through the din of breire. So al kaponim we see Rab Yehuda was chaylik Rab Doise, and he holds you cannot be mafker adavo sheine b'shusay. Bama kol sheyilkatu davke v'loy kol ma shelokdu. So this whole shtik teure falls off. That means ma'istakashem ma'yul ma'haystome ma'haystome. So Ravina said I would have said that ma'yulme the stomach of the tznuim is adas yochid, it's rabdoise. So Taisus, well, the choylik on rabdoise is Rab Yehuda. So our Mishnah that says, I'm going to bach haganef, mishalem tashlum ekevul, is adas Rab Yehuda. So it's also adas yochid. We see in this machloikis, if there's a chasol of enibush, you see it's a machloikis, Rabbi Doise, and Rabbi Yehuda. So if you say that Tznuyim Haino Rab Doise, so our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabina didn't accomplish anything. B'yeshloime the Dilma Rabbi Yehuda Kol Shalokto Na Mishori. So Taisa says no. It's not Muchach that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik on Rab Doise. Could be Rabbi Yehuda also Kol Shalokto Na Mishori. V'loi nokat kol sheyilketu, it's my ela l'rebuse, v'afal gavdloi shori ela yedei breire. He says, Rabbi Yehuda is not saying you have to say kol sheyilketu. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you could say kol sheyilketu. So what are we accomplishing? So we're accomplishing like this. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doise both hold that you could be mechalal adavo sheine b'rishusoy. And that is also considered, so that's yochid, you have two tanoim. And our Mishnah that says, in a goy nevacha ganev, mishalem teshlumei keifel, so vakel, this is a rabbin, this is a das rabbin. Void yeshloima. Achi kama. Hava amine. Bechistame yichidoi layoma. I would have said, the Rabbi Yochanan that said aloha kistam mishneh, that's not like a stam yechidoi. Ki heichi bloitik shalai stam mishneh. That's what I would have said. Yeah. Avol hashte shahutzuchu lasa is tiritzache. Leinayma yaisa, then I won't say it anymore. Elo afilu Elo afilu kistam mishne di yechidoi nami yoma. That means, Rabbeinu said, if it wouldn't have been from that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Doise in the Tznim Amru Dover Echad, so I would have said that Rabbi Doise, I know the Tznim, and number one, and I also would have said that Rabbi Yochanan didn't paskin like a stam yechidoi. That means if I would have my way, if Rabbi Yochanan would not have said differently, I would have said this, and I would say this whole shtick teira, and then in the Hanami, then nowhere in Shas would Chazal have a mokim to ask on Rabbi Yochanan from a stam yechidoi, because that's the Rabbi says, I would have said that it's Nima a stam yechidoi, and I would have also said, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pass on a kestam yechidah. That's what I would have said. But Lamaise, that was all pleasant cheshbainis. But Lamaise, Rabbi Yochanan said that its name is Mamish Estam Mishneh. So we have a problem. So Mamele, the shtik teure of Rabbeinu Saivasai, not shaykh to fam for Rabbi Yochanan. So if we don't have a hechich for the shtik teure, so Mamele, so the whole, that means like this to for Rabbi Yochanan, this would be the hechich to this shtik teira that Rabbi Yochanan didn't paskin like a stam yechidoi. But if I see that there's no hechich, so I don't have a hechich to the whole shtik teira, and mamela I say that there's no difference between a stam yechidoi and some say a stam mishneh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omri nerdoi like a svinin uchese ametaltoli. A mafkid cannot write a shtar harsho to a murshe a metaltali. Now we'll see, a shtar harsho is the mafkid is giving the murshe a koyach a gviev in the pikadon. So Amri Nerdoi le Kasvinin Uchesa Metaltali. You don't write a Shtar Hasho. Oma Ravashi la Ameima Mai Taime. Why can you write a Shtar Hasho on Metaltali? Omalei Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan. The Oma Rabbi Yochanan Gezel Vloi Nishayishu Abaylam Shneim Einyim Chelum Lahagdish Zelofi Sheinei Shaloi Vizelofi Sheinei Bershusam. So that means, Ameima answered that Ashtar Harsho is I'm giving to the Moshe Schusim in the Pikodon. And since Rabbi Yochanan said that a Dovo Sha'inei Bershusoi cannot be Magdish, so who within you can't be Makne, I can't give any Schusim in this, in Metaltalim, because it's Einim Bershusai. That is Pshat in Nerdoi, since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Now let us see Taisus before we see Rashi. Like Asvinin Urchese a Metaltalim. So Taisus, we have to understand what Metaltalim are we speaking about. Davke a Metaltalim, the Gozlei. We're speaking of metaltalim that were stolen. And now I want to write a shtar harsho That's we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi stole Reuven's metaltalin, and Reuven wants Shimon to schlep Levi to Din Teire, and to get him to Bezden on these metaltalin. So he wants to give him a koyach harsho in these metaltalin, in order to schlep Levi to Din Teire. So that's the case over here. So since it's Gozel, since it's Einoi Bershur Silvain, so he can't be makne to Shimon schusim in the Dover HaGozel, because it's Einoi Bershur Silvain. Avol HaMetaltalim de Pikodon, but if the Dian would be a Pikodon, Kosvina, that means if the Reuven wants to be Goyve a Pikodon from Levi, perhaps Levi isn't too keen about giving back the Pikodon, or Levi, let's make it a little better, Levi will not give it back to Shimon. He says, Lav Balvorim Didiat, I'll give back to the Mafkid. He'll tell me a sob story, the Mafkid is in Medinas Hayom now, and they can't come. I'm sorry. I give back the Pikodon to my Baldova. You're not a Baldova. So then Harsha would seek a help according to Nardoi. The Toli time, because the whole reason that a Meimer said, ain't quite like a Svina Uchis a metal to him, the Toli time be Hegdish. Just like you can't be Magdish, Adovo She'ini B'Shusay, she can't be makne, also Dovah Sheini B'Shusay. But if we're speaking about a pekodon, b'yesh koyach la'odom la'hagdish pekodon, sh'yesh lo'y b'yad chaveri, but a pekodon, I could be magdish. That's called B'Shusay. K'demuchach b'amoycher asasvine, gabayahu gavre da'aisi kari l'pumpadise. A person brought carries, squashes, gourds he bought to Pumpadise. Osi kula ome shokli chode chode. Each one took one. And they took it, they're gonna pay. But they have intentions to pay. Maybe not, they don't have money, but all of them are going to pay. Now, this person, he's in a predicament. They're gonna pay. Who took it and who does, and he has to do detective work. It's a bitteri geschäft. Omar, harayin mugdoshin l'shamayim. So to make sure that he'll get back the kari, he was magdish everything l'shamayim. Umash ma'osam di loikaitzi damayu. That means if there was not a standard price for the kari, havikochi. That means if there was a standard price, so really, he bought it for sale, so it sold already. They bought it. It's theirs. They owe money. A God he now doesn't know exactly who bought it, so it's a problem. But if loikaitzi domayu, so it didn't become theirs, and we have to discuss the price. There's no standard price. Abikochi. It's not in his rishus. The kari was in the rishus of all the loikrim. No, pshate, since it was not stolen, so it's like a pekodon. So you could be magdish. You see clear, you could be magdish, a dovel, she'enei b'shusay, if it's not stolen, if it's a pekodon. V'oy de la'el omar, in a goy nevach ha'ganev, mishalim keifu, v'shum deim ba'ilim yecholim la'agdish. The Gemara compared the din tashlumei keifu, that means if the ba'ilim, the nignav is not capable of being magdish, that means it's niklash balusoi. So then you don't pay keful for such a gneve. There's no chiyav tashlume keful if you steal from a rishus that the bailus is niklash. So we see that hegdish and keful have the same halachas. If you steal from a beis hanifkad, you pay keifel. Kedesanya b'amafkid. The Gemara says, "Oh, you pay keifel to the shemer, to the bailam. If he swore, if he paid." But kaponim, you have an often the Mishnah that if you steal from a nifkad, this tishlu me kaifu. So al-kochoch, the mafkid could be mandishit. Then Taisvah says only the Mishnah and the mafkid, v'ikar krov v'gunna v'bei shem eksiv. The posit v'gunna v'bei seish is speaking about it was stolen from a shemer, and then if someone stole it from a shemer, he has to pay kaifu. So you see, klov, that if it's stolen from a shemer, you pay kaifu. So v'ikar considered b'shus hanifgat, and he could be mandishit. So kochach, we have to say that that what Nardoi said, like Svin and Uchis Hametaltlin, we're speaking about it was stolen from a Gazlan. That we're speaking about that he wants to make our show on something that was stolen. So Mamela, so there we say you can't make our show because it's in the Beshuscha. And the din our show is you're giving over bailus to the mush, and you can't give over bailus on something that's not bushusha. Now let us see Rashi. Uchese arsho. Mishum the Rabbi Yochanan. You can't, right? Because the hoil ve'enai bushusha baila, since it's not bushusha baila, and the yocha laknoise l'shich, it can't be makta to the shliach. Hilkach im ovad. Since he can't be magnet, so if Shliach will lose it. Yochel lachzer v'litvoya miyad ha-nemo. She can mourn from the nemo. Now there are two likudas in this Rashi which we have to explain. The Ktois and Simen Kufchav Gimel explains both of them. Number one, we see in Rashi, Miyad HaNemon. We're speaking about he made our show to mon from HaNemon. HaNemon is Gematria Nifkat. That's a Taj HaNemon. So we have a problem. Taishas said, the Gemara says the reason you don't write our show because it's Ainim B'Shusai. Taisa says it's a posik, a nifkad, it's a zikha called bushusai. That's one problem. So this diktoi says, amir likizach. He says that the chesoron of eini bushusai is loved after by a gazlan. It's also by a person who's tayis dine, who listened to din toyeh. But at the present time, he feels api aloch, he doesn't have to give it back. That means let us say the nifkad is tining, we want to schlep him now to Adin Teire. Why if he schlep to Adin Teire? The nifkad is tining, well, when you gave me the pekodin, remember, let's just refresh our memory, the next day, you borrowed from me $1,000. I said, no, what's going to be? She told me, well, the pekodin is here, so if you'll have any problems, if I'll have any problems in paying back the chayiv, you can run from the pekodin. So now the nifkad is tining, the chayiv was never paid up. I'm not giving back the pekodin so quickly. And the mafkid is tining, he's makrish the whole thing. Not sure, I paid you back. Akashef HaMaisen. Look, the Ktzais, if we're speaking about that he needs a harsho, and there are differences of opinion between the Mafkid and the Nifkad, you have to go to Adin Teire. So, Kochoch, the Nifkad is not interested in giving it back, even though it's Api Aloche. But he feels Api Aloche, he doesn't have to give it back. So this is also called Einei Boshusai. Taisviz said it's speaking about Metaltalim, the word Gigazel, which is Einei Boshusai. And Rashi held that Afilu, if it's not Gigazel, but if he's holding it because he feels he has a right to hold it, and he's not giving it back, so it's also called Einei Boshusai. So if it's called Einei Boshusai, so that is why, if it's called Einei Boshusai, that is why the mafkid cannot write a shtar hasho The mafkid can not write a star asho on this pikov because it's called a nibushusai. This is one nikude that the Tzais mentions on Rashi. Then there's another nikude. Rashi said a mouthful over here. You can't write a star asho. Hilkach, so therefore, Rashi says, Imovad, now look what happened. He went, he wrote a Shtar Asho, the Mafkid wrote a Shtar Asho, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven wrote a Shtar Asho to Shimon, I'm giving over to you Schuyais in the Spekotl, you should be able to be given from Levi. And the Gemara says that, you can't write a Shtar Asho. It doesn't work. It's in the Beshusay. Fine. Now, Shimon comes to Levi. Levi was not such a Lamdan. Sees a Shtar Asho, an official document, that he is the right Yeschusim in the Pekod. He gives it to finish. But I didn't tell you. Forget. We pass good luck, Shimon. Fine. He gives it to finish. So, Rashi, Amir de Kezach. Now, the Shimon lost it. Shimon lost it. Zot Rashi, since Ein Koisven Shtar Asho, if they did write it, Imovad Yochel Lachzav Litvoyim Miyad Anemo. Now, Reuben comes to Levi and says, I never got it back. He says, well, I gave it to your Moshe. He says, well, you know, the Asho didn't help. So Mamela, so you have to pay the knife to give it back to me. Amir the Kachidish. So the Pnei Yeshua says, they bring down a Bach. We'll see later in the Gedder of Arsho, there's a Shaila, if the Arsho is a Hakno to the Murshe, if the Arsho, I'm making him a Shliach, without Hakno, with Hakno, we'll see later as the Sugya progresses. There's a svara to say that Arsho is a minor shlichus. Now, if Arsho is a minor shlichus, so then, how can you? I sent you a shliach to take the pekodim from you, and then you give him the pekodim, and then he gets lost, and then you say, no, pay me for the pekodim. I mean, shem shemayim, where's the yosher over here? You made Shimon a shliach to mend the pekodin. I gave him the pekodin, and got lost. So I mean, I followed all your orders. So my mailer, why should I be mechuyev to pay? You told me give to your shliach. I gave to the shliach. Zuktebach, that's 100% true. If together of Asho works with Shliches, or with Gidrei Shliches, then Levi is Zichah Potter. I mean, you made a Shliach, I should pay the Shliach, so now I paid your Shliach, I'm not mechuyev to pay again. But the Loshen, Omri Nerdoi, like Asvinin Ulches HaMetalto, they did not learn that it works with Gidrei Shliches. They learned it works with Gidrei Hakno. It works with Gidrei Hakno. There's no shliches whatsoever. And Memele, and with Gidrei Hakno, so the Asho, I didn't make him a shliach. I gave him an ownership in the Pekodin. Now he's mourning now because of his ownership. Now he never acquired ownership because it's Einei Beshusi of the Mafkid. So we have over here a very interesting Chadgadye. That means the Reuven transferred ownership to Shimon, which really never occurred, because he couldn't, because of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's Einer B'Shusay, because this Nifkad is not cooperative, he doesn't want to give it back. Shimon comes with this document to Levi, and looks real official, so Levi went with him to the Dintayr, and he gave it to him. But between you and me, he didn't have to go to the Dintayr. Shimon had no right to be Tebeya from him, because Shimon never acquired any ownership. So now, Reuven, Reuven kindness to Levi, I never made him a shliach. I gave him ownership. Now the ownership Lamaisa was not chal. So finished. So Lamaisa, you have to pay me. That means I did something wrong. That's right. I'm shuldig. But al pi gidrei ha'aloche, you did not become potter by giving it to Shimon, because Lamaisa Shimon never acquired an ownership naschus gviya in this pikadon. So memele, so meiker adin, you owe me. So, the Pnei Yeshua says a vote over here that Rashi was medayik this from the Nardoi, like kasvinin ulchesam metaltali. Now they're speaking frumarei. You're not allowed to write a hashor. Are you talking about frumarei? Speak about it. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. We're talking about, not like svinin. Why speak? So the Pnei Yeshua says that was Rashi's deed, because not only it doesn't help, it's a mirshel. It doesn't help us one thing, but I'll try my luck. No, it's a shekel chazach. That means if you write a harsho, And the Ashur doesn't help. And so if everything comes out good as Nishkepelech, if Levi will give it to Shimon and Shimon gives it back to Reuven, it's not going to be a problem. But not all the times do things work smoothly. It could happen that Shimon will lose it. And then this whole Ashur was a mikshul for Levi. So therefore that's the Losh, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Like a svinin uchesam, we're not allowed to write a hasho, since it doesn't help, so that it could come out a kilkul to the nifka. This is the first loshen of Nardoi. Iked Amri, there's a second loshen, Amri Nardoi, like a svinin uchese ametaltele de kafre. What's the title? Metaltli de kafre. Im tove mafkid lenemon bebezn. The mafkid already was teveye im in bezn. The kofa boy. And he was kaifa. That means in bezn he said that you never gave me a pekod. Was kofa boy bebezn. But if it was like kafre bebezn, then you do write a shor, even though he doesn't want to give it to him. But if in bezn there was no kfirim, you write a shor. Taime de kafre de merzi kishikra. Because for edim to chasma on such a shtar, it looks like they're chasmaning on sheker. The Merzi, what does Rashi say? The Chasminin and Shikre, the Yoivle Lishliach Midi, the Lesle Gabi Hayach. That means that there was a. Well, the Mafkid brought the Nifkat to the Dinto Adintair, and the Nifkat said, it was Kaifer, you never gave me a Pekodin, and finished. Fine. And that in Torah, the mafkid, he didn't have any proof against the nifkat, so finished. So now the mafkid wants to get a murshe who will be able to taina, and it'll be more successful than him, and this murshe will schlep the nifkat to Adin Torah. So what does it say in the Shtar HaShoh? In the Shtar HaShoh it says that I, the Mafkid, are giving over to the Nifkad certain ownership in this Pekot. And two Eidim are chasmaning on this. Now, this is a very modern Maise. In Bezen he was Kaifer, that you never gave me a Pekot. And two Eidim are chasmaning on the Shtar, that in the shtar it says that the mafkid is transferring ownership to the murshe, and to aid the machasmening on this. So this looks like a sheker. That means it looks like they are saying that it really belongs to the mafkid. And in Besdin, there was a kvira of the Nifka that it doesn't belong to the mafkid. But it seems they are saying, if they're chasmening on this, that's what they're chasmening on. They're chasmening on that he's transferring ownership to the Moshe. How can they chasm on such a thing if in Besdin there was a kvira that this mafkid is no ownership whatsoever? Taime de kofre de merzike shikre, avoloi kofre kosvine. But if it wouldn't be kofre bebezen, so it doesn't look like a sheker, so then you can write a harsho. So now we have to know what happened with Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, the second loshen, the ikad amri of Nerdoi, their whole problem is merzike shikre, and if that is not applicable, it wasn't a kfira bebezen, even though Weistais is Kaifa, but since it wasn't a kfira bebezen, you can make a show, how does the shtimut Rabbi Yochanan say in the Beshusai, that will see eventually in Taisus. Period. V'omri Nerdoi. Now Nerdoi said another halacha in Hilchis, Harsha. Uchese, the like sivbe, zil, doin, uschi, va'apek, lenapshach. Now, one of there's theoretical ashaynes in the Harsha. But Nerdoi says it has to say in the Harsha that I tell the Moshe, zil, doin, uschi, you go and schlep the nifka to the dintayre, uschi, and be zoiche in the bikodin, and take it for yourself. I mean, it should be yours. If this nusach does not say in the shtar hasho, let's pay my shoshim. My time, mishum da'omalei hayech, lav bal dvorim didiyat. There's a din that means the harsho, the accomplishment of the harsho, has to give rights to the Moshe to take it for himself. So then when the Moshe comes to the Nifkat can't tell him, well, I have no shaykhis with you, you didn't give me the pekodin. He says, what do you mean? In the Harsha it says, I can take the pekodin for myself. Apek lenavshach. So memela I'm a baldova, so you have to come to a dintayra with me. But if this loshen was omitted from the Shtar Harsha, so then the Nifkat tells the Moshe, I have no shakas you lava from the diat, I don't have to go to Adin Torah with you. You never gave me the Pekodin, and finished. Omar Rabbi. Amar Rabbi, v'kosev bei lemechze lishli shel rviya. What if it said in the Shtar Harsha, that not that you can take everything for yourself, you can take a percentage for yourself. So now, Abaye said a chiddush, v'kosev bei lemechze lishli shel rviya. So lechayre, without Abaye, we would say, so whatever you can take for yourself, good, so you're a baldova. But the rest of the pikodin, since that you're taking for the bailim, so memela, that is the one ever didn't take it with you. I can just be done on this chelik that you have a right. So Abaye said no. Because of a lemechza, lishlish, v'lerviya, Migu de mishtoi dina palga mishtoi dina kul. Absamoir de kechidish. That if he has a schus to be toiveya from the nifkad, a chelik of the pekodin, so now he can have a din toire in the whole pekodin already. That means since he has a schus in this pekodin, so there's a din that he can't say la bal dvom de diat. Fine. What does Rashi say? Damalai hayich neman l'shliach la bavom didiyat. If he didn't give him any schus to keep it. Because by the machza lishlish doy neschila nafshach. He told them, you can take a third or a half. V'amoysev sheli. So Abaye said, migo de mishtoi nemon dina bahade shliach apalgen. Since on half of the pekodin, he has to go with him to din teire. Al kol chay, gleimotzi lemeim alei lav val dvom di diyat. So there's a din of migo mishtoi akula. So then he can schlep him on the whole pekod. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Omar ameimar itofas loy mafkinon mine. Now let us see Rashi. Bitofas shliach mishel nemo. What happens if the shliach was taifis from the nifkat? Loi mafkino mine haf al gav lekosebe apek lenafshach. That means if even though this was not written in the shtar, that you could take it for yourself. You didn't mind you could take it for yourself. And it was a whole flowery shtar hashor with a lot of legal statements there, but it didn't say you can take it for yourself. And this shliach comes to the nifkat, and instead of schlepping him for the entire, he stifes the pekodin. He chaps the pekodin, and now he has the pekodin. So he can loy mafkina mine. You don't take it away from. You don't take it away from this mulshe. Even though he did not write beferish apik lenafshach, that's one loshen. Lishna achine, second loshen. Vitofash shliach momain shahoitzi veikvei laatzmoi. Loi mafkina minei. If he held the money for himself, loi mafkina minei kach matzosi koso b'chubes hagoinem b'zeika. So the first lashon was that he took it away from the nifkat. Now the shaila is if the nifkat could schlep him to Besdin, even though there was not written apek lenafshach. So really, he's not a bal dovo. All he is a shliach. If the nifkat could schlep him now to Besdin to take it out of his rishus. So he says no. If he chapped it, it's gechapped. And the second lotion says that he chapped it for himself. And could be it did say apik lenafshach, and he kept it take. Because we'll see this apik lenafshach, it should be read with a grain of salt. But he didn't read it with a grain of salt. He took it, he kept it. Apik lenafshach, it's mine, I am finished. Loi mafkina mine. So we have a two mahalchim in what Ameima said. Rav Ashi Yoma, and Rav Ashi is Chaylik. Kiven de Kosvile kol de Misana Mindina Kabilis Alai. So Loshen Hodor Alai. That means in this Nusach of the Shtar HaShoah, there's such a Nusach that's 100%. It's written, you can take it for yourself. But there's another nusach in the Shtar HaShoah. Whatever you take goes to me. There are different lashonis in the Shtar HaShoah. So Rav Ashi says, since this is also written in the Shtar HaShoah, shliach shavi. So he made him a shliach. So these lishaynis will not give him the koyach to keep it for himself, since it's also written in the Shtar HaShor that it comes back to me. What does Rashi say? Even the cause of Kabilas Aloy, Alme Shliach Shavi, Hilkach Itofis Mavkinimine. This is the second lotion. If he took it for himself, you take it away from him. The Ramban says, I don't know exactly if Rashi holds like the Ramban, but the Ramban says, so we have here, we have double talk over here. Here it was written, you could take it for yourself. Here it's also said, whatever you take goes back to me. And that is why Rav Ashi says that he has to give it to the, he has to give it to the mafkid. So the Rabbi wants to say, but could be the, now what he says, that what he said, doin usri ba'apik l'mafshech, means, till you come back, you can use it. Or it's yours, amaton amanas laharza. That means, Rav Ashi said, and that's enough. That kuf is enough. That means that I told you could use it. So memele, when you come to the nifkat, the says, lava dvorm de diat, it's not your business. No. I have a usage from this pekodin, till I come back. So I'm called a baldova. What am I talking about? Manas lahavze. A meima took it seriously, that it means for good, that you have to know that there's two lashonos, but a meima said that in this lashon of doin usri va'apek lenavshach, that means you can take it for yourself, literally. I'm not saying it's the proper thing, but you have this capability of taking it for yourself, and that is why you can bring the nifka to Adin Teire. It's not Meirin Kain, but if you did it, it's your stake. That's what Ameima held. And Rav Ashi said, no, you have to read all the words in the Shtar. In the Shtar it also says it goes back to me. So Al Kochach, the Apik L'Nafshich means you could use it temporarily. So that's what Ratzi Rashi, Rav Ashi poligalei da meima, kivin dechsiv kabelis aloi, which means that I wanted to get back to me, al meshliach shavi, it wasn't a complete hakno that you can take keep it. It says in the Shtar HaShor that it should come back to me. Hilkach itofis, if he wants to keep it for himself, mafkinimine, so we'll take away from the mulshe. Ulalishne kamenami. Now, according to the first lotion was, and he was typhus for the mafkit. The first lotion was Rashi say, he was typhus for the mafkit without having, it wasn't a good asho, it didn't say apik lenafshach. And he was typhus for the mafkit. So Rashi says, because since it was, he is saying, since this is not a proper harshah, because he did not write apik lenafshach, so he is no right to be taifas from the nifkat. So we'll give it back to the nifkat. This is the first lashon of Rashi. These are the two lashonos of Rashi. The Bekitza,
And why she is chilek on a meimer? And the Ike pshat in a meimer, as she says, the Ike, that pshat is if he wants to keep it for himself, Lamai said, as Hameima said, he can keep it for himself. And Ravashi said, no, Yizichi can keep it for himself, Lagamri, because it says in Bashtar HaShoah that it has to go back to me. Biike da Amri Shut Veshavye. Others say that he made him a Shutif. That means we have here these theoretical Shainis. Here we have, it says, Zil Doin Veschiva Apik Lenafshech. Here it says, whatever you get comes back to me. So the first Lashon we wanted to say, according to Ravashi, that it means it could be yours temporarily, till it comes back to me, or Amatanim Nas Lahasa. The second Lashon said, that no, that we have here two Stira de Kalushainis. So pshat is that both are emes. You could have half for yourself, but half is to return to me. L'may naf gemina l'mitzvah palge, that upon them half you will be able to have. The hilchus shliach shavye, the loch is, he's a shliach, and he can't have anything. So b'kitzer, We just went now into Meriches, the schuyos that the Mursha has, if he can chap it. But let us just go back to the sugya. The second Lashon of Nardoi somehow ignored Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot make a akno al davar sheini b'shusai. And the second Lashon was not bothered with this problem. The only problem was if he was kaifa bebet, mezli kishikra, then we don't write a shtar harshot. Now let us see Taisvis. A metaltalim de kafre, kosav Rabbeinu Hananu, ta'idne nogu lichtai vulchese, afila ametaltli de kafre. The meaning of Olam is now, afila ametaltli de kafre, you write a shtar ha-shoah, with kafre bebezen, and you write a shtar ha-shoah, and then it goes, and it works, and everything. Zok te'eleke rabbeinu chananu v'tayma lo yadana. I don't know how this works. As I feel it, that's the meaning of Olam, but I don't understand how this works. But Rabbi Netam Meforish, not Rabbi Netam, understood this very, very well. The time, I'll tell you why. The Hilchus Kelish Nebasa, we paskin like the second Lashon. That even though it's a Nebushusai, that's no problem. The Sugya to Talmudic Kavosai, the Shatz, a tongue number like the second Lashon, the Beshvuas and the Sakta Shvuas, they're talking about the Shvuas Apikodin. If a Mursha could be Mashbiya Eidim, to come and say Eidis. So the Gemara says, Taime, Daik, Taime, the Mashbiya Ani Aleichem, Bishplaini Koyinu. If the Mursha is Mashbiya, then you should say Eidis that he's a Koyin. So there's nothing Shvuas Eidis on that. Hamana leplaini be, that means that someone wants to be mishpiyadim that yen is a koyin. Just one second. So the Mishnah says there's no din of shvuah seidis. But it would seem hamana leplaini be atplaini chayobim. But if I want to be mishpiyadim on divrei moment, that you should come and say eidis, hamana leplaini be atplaini, I want you, a sishimon is coming to tuvaidim, and say, I want you to say eidis, that Levi owes Reuven money, so then he could be mashbiyadim. Voktoni seif ad sheishmu mipi atayveya. Track the Gemara, there's no din shvuah seidis unless the eidim are mushba from the teveya. And here, Reuven is not moaning them. Shimon is moaning them. Omar Shmuel bebob arsho. It's speaking about that Shimon had arsho. V'omri nerdoi lekasvinin ulches ha-metaltali. So the Gemara says, Hani mili dekafre, eiche dekafre, avol lekafre kasvin. Bekitza, we have an often the Gemara and Shmuel like the second loss. The Gemara asks, nerdoi says, you don't write arsho. And that is the second lashon. So number one, we pass on like the second lashon. Astama the Gemara says the Shvuot. V'chein v'perik yesh p'cher, the Gemara yesh p'cher also says the same thing. There's a problem there. We say it's speaking about our show. Agan semai says the kafri le'kafri kasmin. The kivin de'ilsa kalishna basre. So if the lashon is like the second lashon, so that means Rabbi Yochanan, for some reason, is not negayah here, even though it's ainim. But you say that for some reason is not negayah. Now, in Cain, afilu kafrei kasvina. So we write afilu kafrei also. Why? The lishne basre metorish taimed lekasvina metalpum de kafrei mishum demersi kishikre. The whole reason why the lishne basre says at petalpum de kafrei, we will not write a star ha-sha'idim on ha-tchatman ha-star ha-sha because it looks very modern. Yana was kaifah and beznin that I don't have your pekotin. And ha-idim ha-chatman ha-star that the Reuven gave over to Shimon the schusim of that pekotin. It's merzi kishikre. Ole merzi kishikre loy chashin. So Taisa says this is another shayla. If we have such a stash of merzi kishikre, is there such a problem? The Merzik Yeshikra Lai Chashina, Kida Masik Bar Koysev, Bepeire Kolaget, the Lesser Lidera Papai, the Omar, Hay Ashreso, the Dainei, the Michtave, Mikame, the Lesadi, Sadi, Achsimish Yedai, Psula, Mishim, the Merzik Yeshikra, and we don't paskin like Rapapai. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what Rapapai said. There's an Ashrasa Dedaina. An Ashrasa Dedaina is that there was a form that Besdin wrote as follows. They wrote a form, the Moisa Plosa Avina, we were sitting, three of us together, and this Baal Ashtar came with two Eidim, and he said that the Eidim were Makayim the Shtar, so it's not a Mezuyif the Kishtar, and we chasm on this. The Shaila is, can this Nusach be written, it should be ready, b'mois with Los Abinen, all the three Dayonim, Yanko Berem, Hatzke, we're all sitting here, and this person came with his Eidim, and he was Mekayim the Shtar. Can this Nusach be written before the Eidim came? What's there to worry about? If he doesn't come, we won't give over this Ashvas, and this is just a form, and the Dayonim Chasme afterwards. So there's a rapapai that says you're not allowed to write that. It didn't occur. You can't write that. It's merzi kishikre. And we don't paskin like rapapai. So the Meila said, the Rabbi Natam says, say, b'zay yisholem al Yisrael. The Rabbi Nachananu had a problem. The mini goylem is kaisvin ulchis ha-metalto de kafre. He says, well, I'll tell you what the cheshvin is. The cheshvin is poshet. We paskin like the second lashon. That you see from the Gemara in Shavuos, we paskin like the second lashon. No, what? The second lashon holds is a problem of merzi kishikra. Well, we don't know the merzi kishikra. Bimtaima, so if that's the case, given the lechashin and the merzi kishikra, in Cain, Bishvuiz, so Mamela the Rabbi Natan took care of the Minik Ha'ilam, when Hananel was so worried, it's not a scald. No, we don't know the Merzik Yishikr. We don't pass on like Rapapai. The God, the second lotion held like Rapapai, but we don't pass on like Rapapai. In Taim, Akim the Lechashin, the Merzik Yishikr, in Cain, Bishvuiz, of Bechayres, Kiporich, Menedoi, Vamilek, Svinin, in the by Hechad the Kafre, Havel Elamein, but the lessons that the Gemara should have answered over there. Well, that's in the Merzik Yishikra, just like the Rabbeinu Tam told the Rabbeinu Chananel. And found for the Rabbeinu Chananel that we're not chayish Merzik Yishikra, but the Gemara says, we're not chayish Merzik Yishikra. The Gemara says, speaking about Loi Kafre, יש למה באוכה דתלמוד למצרך מנוס אף אגב דלסה. Sometimes the Gemara can ask a kasha from a shita, but even though we don't paskin like that, the Gemara can ask a kasha. The perik basic subis, namipoch midara papai, amusa drafune. Even though also we don't paskin like rapapai, v'choyza boy. The Gemara is taki choyza because of this kasha. Machmaze, umagiya devoro, afogav da omar ba choyza b'delas, we don't paskin like rapapai. And that's why you can have a sugya that the Gemara can be mefalpul. You can ask of, according to Rapapi, there's a problem. The Gemara can say it seems according to Rapapi also. So that means the Gemara can have a pilpul in a sugya, even though lalocha we don't pass like that. Umiyu. Lefi ha-meforish hosom. There's a meforish subis. Hot the comma lesser, not lesser than a papai. Like koi ara papai. Doesn't mean we don't pass on it's a papai. A lakloima, lesser the kushe. The ain't kushe. The makim stores after Hashin Lamasak and Shikre, the best. I will be shar mili, loi, either Rab Nachman. There's one shot in the Gemara that the Gemara never said we don't pass on it's a papai. We own, Rapapai only said his din by Bezin. A document from Bezin that was written before it ever occurred, that's Mesek Yishikr. Oz, Ein Zerayim, Mishim Deporech, Mide Rapapai. That means, so Tosis is saying as follows. That what the Gemara asked from Rapapai, is not a gefährliche kasha, because we paskin like Rapapai. I mean, it is a kasha, because we paskin like Rapapai. Now we're asking Shalali Bedil Chesed. But Lemaise, the Rabbeinu Tam is also right. That means Rapapai Lefiya Emes only said his yesod of Mesek Yishikra, that's only if Bezdin, a document of Bezdin. But a document between a Mafkid and a Mulshe, there, we're not Chayish from Mesek Yishikra. So the Kasha that the Gemara asked from Rapapai, the Kasha that the Gemara asked, is not, that we take spot on Gemoris, that we ask, from Rav Papa, where we ask, even though it's not a Libet Hilchase, that's not true. Rav Papa is a Libet Hilchase. Rav Papa's member is a Libet Hilchase. Malkoponim, by Rav Papa is din, is speaking about Bezdin. By Bezdin is a din of Merzik and Shikre. By us, the Lishne Basra de Nardoi Be'emesin is not speaking about a Maise Bezen, it's speaking about Eidem Chasmaning Anishtar, and there Be'emesin we're not Chayish for Merzi Kishikra.
I would like to explain the memra of Rav Ashi. Rabashi Omar, Kivin de Kospe Lei, Kode Misane Mindino Kabilis Olai Shliach Shabie. I have not explained it before properly. The Motchai says Pshat as follows, that the Marshe writes to the Murshe, the whole Masha de Yonim Yifsekuloi, whatever the Dayonim will paskin, bein l'schus, bein l'choiva. That means the Murshe is taking the Nemon to Adin Torah. It could very well be that the Murshe will lose a chelik of the Din Torah, or to be a pshore, it'll have to be moichel a chelik. So the Marshe is writing in the Shtar HaShom, whatever the dayonim will paskin, bein l'schus, bein l'choiva, ani mekabel alai. A mekabel. Lefi shehu bim koimi. V'ze loshen moyosh leyuchal hamusha la'akiv la'atzmoy. Now, we have to understand, if we would assume that the Harshoa is a hakno to the Mulshe, so why do I need this Kabbalah of the Marsha to say whatever they'll paskin, I'm a Kabbal. It's out of your hands already. The Schus Gviyah is in the hands of the Mulshe. So it would seem that he's really a shliach. And the Miri is moisiv to be a svarah to say that al shliach, if he lose the din Torah, so he could be mevatel the whole shlichas and taina liskuni shedarticha v'loi lavosi, I only sent you l'tevosi, not l'roosi. So that's why he injects this into the Shtar HaRsho that say he won't be able to taina this. But if it is necessary for him to write this, so we see Klo, he is a shliach, and there would be a mokim to taina liskunish da'atich v'loi lavosi, afal pikein, the marsh is mekabel, whatever the psak will be, he's mekabel to accept it.